Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. Thank you for listening with us today. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry, broadcasting live from right outside of Orlando, Florida. I hadn't been live in a few weeks. As I mentioned last week on my recorded episode that I had just returned from Costa Rica on a mission trip. And last week I was back, but I recorded the show earlier. This week we are back live again. Just like to remind you, if you want to, you can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/naturedoc. You can also visit my blog at Phase 3 Ministries, PHASE, the number 3ministries.com /WordPress. We have a very exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking, we have quite a few things to cover. We're going to follow our normal format. I'm going to remind you, if you would like to call in with a question or comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. I know many people don't like to necessarily call in, but we also have the chat room going. So you're broadcasting here at blogtalkradio.com/nextlevelwellness. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening. As I said earlier, we have a very interesting show for you. We're going to be talking about earthing today, which is a very interesting topic. We're also going to be talking about how you can deal with stretch marks. A lot of women, a lot of ladies are interested in knowing how, using some natural things to help eliminate stretch marks. We're also going to follow our normal outline where we deal with the Week in Afternoon Review, looking at a few articles, talking about and analyzing a few articles that have come out during the week. After that, we're going to move over into our healing food segment, where today we will be talking about walnuts. Some new research has come out on the benefits of walnuts, even though we've talked about walnuts before. We're also going to be talking about some of the benefits of eggplant and our nutritional benefits of eggplants and why you should be consuming these as well as walnuts. And also, we're going to look at one or two other articles, and we're going to close out by talking about some of the natural remedies, or some of the remedies that can be used to help with stretch marks, which can be rather unsightly in many cases. Then, now, what we're going to do here is before we get started, we're going to take one quick break. I'm going to come back, and we're going to jump right into our first Week in Natural News Review article, which is going to be, we're going to be talking about some research that came out, an article that talked about some research, rather, that came out this week, where made a connection between diet and sweetened drinks and depression. We're going to talk about how you can actually increase the risk of being depressed by drinking these sugary drinks. So we'll be back with that in just a moment. Sit tight. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. You Zone Wellness. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work, or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
How do you feel? No, really.
How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
Welcome back to U-Zone Wellness. This is your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We are going to go ahead and get right into our show now. Thank you for hanging in there with us as we went on that brief little break. I'm going to start off with our first article, as I mentioned before the break. And this article was from naturalnews.com and is based on some research that came out recently. And the author is John Phillip, and he points out in this particular article, and again, the article is talking about the association between depression and drinking sweetened drinks. And the author points out how the number of newly diagnosed cases of clinical depression is actually on the rise each year at an alarming rate. And he goes on to point out how this, because of depression, there are countless lost work hours and even increases of early mortality from suicide and violence as a result of people being severely depressed. And he points out how the current approach is to just prescribe any one of a variety of psychotropic drugs that numb an individual's ability to think and react to external stimuli in a healthy manner. The author goes on to point out further how the leading question is what has changed over the past 50 years to cause such a dramatic rise in the incidence of depression among millions of otherwise healthy men, women, and even children. And this, again, we've talked about this before, how psychotropic drugs are some of the most frequently prescribed drugs, and it is not often considered the severe side effects associated with these psychotropic drugs. The article goes on to point out further that a research team presenting to the American Academy of Neurology has found that drinking sweetened beverages and especially diet drinks is associated with an increased risk of depression in adults, while drinking coffee was tied to a slightly lower risk, he says. The lead study author, Dr. Hongeli Shin, noted that, quote, sweetened beverages, coffee, and tea are commonly consumed worldwide and have important physical and may have important mental health consequences. Well, I can add to that that they do. This sugar, the processed sugar, the high fructose corn syrup, definitely affects the mind, because anything that you put into the body can affect the mind, or does affect the mind. And so we have to understand, especially these high contents of sugary drinks. Anyway, the article goes on to point out further that the study included a very large sampling of about 263,925 people between the ages of 50 and 71. And as researchers evaluated the consumption of drinks, they did so with drinks such as soda, tea, fruit punch, and coffee between the years of 1995 and 1996. 10 years later, the team asked the participants in the study whether they had been diagnosed with depression since the year 2000, and they determined that a total of 311 depression diagnoses were actually made. And the scientists also found that people drinking four or more cups of soda per day were 30% more likely to develop depression. So if you're over time, you know, we may drink a soda here and there, but once we make a habit of it, they're not healthy to drink at all. But when you look at the habit or a continual drinking of these sodas, you increase the likelihood of developing depression by a full 30%. And that does not even take into account if you're not exercising, which helps alleviate depression, or if you're eating other bad things, that could easily double to 60% or even higher. So, but we're just talking about drinking soda and other sugary drinks here based upon this study that was presented to the American Academy of Neurology. The author goes on to say further in this article that participants drinking four or more cups of sweetened fruit juice, a fruit punch rather, each day were 38% more apt to develop depression as compared to those not drinking the sweetened beverages. Not only that, he says researchers found that the risk appeared to be greater for people who drank diet than regular soda, diet instead of sugar fruit punches, and for diet rather than regular iced tea. So though many people who think that they're making a better choice by drinking these sugary drinks that are diet, labeled diet, they actually are faring worse in terms of the likelihood that they would be diagnosed with depression. The article is going to say that Dr. Shin, who was the lead author of the study, concluded, quote, "Our research suggests that cutting out or down on sweetened diet drinks or replacing them with unsweetened coffee may naturally help lower your depression risk." Now, I would also add that, and that's the end of the quote, that coffee has other issues that we've spoken about on here before, and I would say not to drink coffee at all unless you're drinking one of the natural coffee substitutes or some of the coffee that's made from a natural bean as opposed to coffee with caffeine, etc. in it. It has its own serious issues. The article says further that common wisdom condemns the consumption of any quality of empty calories from sweetened beverages, and much research has maligned drinking diet beverages due to the high levels of non-nutritious artificial sweeteners, dangerous chemicals, as well as phosphoric acid. And the author goes on to say, and I fully agree with respect to drinking and increasing your intake of pure water or in some herbal teas, juicing your own juices, or drinking organic fruit juices without this added sugar, you will do very well. Again, it closely associated with that is our next article, also by Derek Henry, no relation to myself. A very interesting article, and this article also came out, it was published on August the 10th, and it talked about the importance of magnesium. Now, I like you to listen very carefully because this is one of my favorite topics in associating mineral deficiency with sickness. It's very, very important to understand this. This particular article talks about some of the symptoms of magnesium deficiency. Now, I talked about that. I did a whole series on the importance of minerals and vitamins and how to tell when you're deficient. And many people don't realize that chronic deficiency of minerals will eventually put you in a disease state. You will develop some disease or abnormality if you're chronically deficient in minerals. And because our soil has been depleted, it's very, very important to understand some of these things. As the author points out in this next article, he says there are a number of factors implicated in the disease process, and many of them can be traced back to a deficiency in minerals. And he goes on to point out, which we're going to be talking about here a little bit in this article, is some of the symptoms of magnesium deficiency. Now, this is a very, very important, very, very important mineral. According to this article, it is estimated that about 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. Some core symptoms that indicate that you are deficient are just a few of them: heart disease, if you have muscles that cramp, diabetes. You're like, yes, right. Magnesium deficiency is associated with diabetes, bowel disease, and osteoporosis. The article goes on to point out how a study by George Washington University found that magnesium deficiency led to increased inflammation in the body, affecting your blood vessels, your cardiovascular, as well as your intestinal tissues. The cardiovascular tissue inflammation can lead, of course, to heart disease because it increases oxidative stress, while intestinal inflammation causes digestive disorders as well as other issues. So here we go. As you've heard me say on here before, magnesium is one of your buffering minerals. It's very important in keeping your body in an alkaline condition. If your body is not in an alkaline condition, you're going to eventually go into a state of acidosis, hence an inflammation. And so this is why it can be understood why when the body is in an inflamed state, inflammation is the precursor to a great majority of chronic diseases and illnesses. So just by being deficient in magnesium, chronically deficient, you can be found easily with osteoporosis, bowel disease, sleeping stress disorders, diabetes, muscle cramping, and heart disease. He was going to point out further in this particular article, magnesium deficiency also decreases lipid metabolism and increases blood pressure, thereby negatively impacting the health of your arteries and eventually causing arteriosclerosis. Not only that, he points out how research shows that adding 365 milligrams of magnesium to your diet 2 times a day, that's just over that's almost 800 milligrams a day for 6 months can actually reduce the likelihood of experiencing exercise-induced chest pain. Many people have chest pain when they exercise. A lot of times it's because their heart issues. Their heart is a lot of strain on the heart. And just by increasing your magnesium intake, supplementing your diet with magnesium, you can actually reduce that within the span of about 6 months. Now, magnesium also influences the peristaltic action of your intestinal system, which facilitates your proper bowel movement as well. And adequate levels of magnesium can also assist in faster in your food moving through your gastrointestinal tract faster, which also helps to reduce the risk of bowel disease. A lot of people I see sometimes have inflammatory bowel disease and some of these other issues, which can be very, very distressing, especially over time. I even see it in children. Now, with the consumption of a high sugar diet and being overweight or obese for anywhere from 10 to 15 years, we can often get into a situation where you have diabetes, a condition of type 2 adult onset diabetes. And as the author points out in this particular article from that we're discussing here, he says, quote, "A review from the journal Biological Trace Element Research reports that magnesium plays an important role in metabolizing carbohydrates while influencing the activity of hormones that control blood glucose levels. Low magnesium," he says, "can cause insulin resistance, which could result in the kidneys being unable to retain magnesium during periods of hypoglycemia, creating a magnesium deficiency and subsequently diabetes. Magnesium has certainly been implicated," he says, "in keeping blood sugar in balance, promoting the production of insulin and opening the cells up to receive insulin and allowing glucose into the cells." So essentially, being deficient in magnesium can actually send you into being a type 2 diabetic. Finally, he goes on to point out how magnesium actually also relieves stress and improves sleep. He said, "A recent study of people with poor sleep quality, as conducted by the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index, found that taking a magnesium supplement decreased chronic inflammation stress levels and actually improved sleep quality, and that researchers suggest that adding magnesium to their diets decreased the participants' sympathetic nervous activity, effectively reducing stress and allowing them to actually relax." Finally, in the last part of his article, the author points out how calcium is often pointed out as necessary for stronger bones, but it means little if you don't have adequate levels of magnesium and vitamin D. We've talked about that before here on Youzone Wellness, how these minerals work synergistically, or they work hand in hand. And many times when you're deficient in one mineral, you're actually deficient in others because of the way that they work. And then the body is suffering because you don't have the other minerals to facilitate the absorption of some other mineral. Excuse me. And finally, the author in this article says, "Magnesium activates cellular enzyme activity, allowing the body to convert vitamin D into its active form to help with calcium absorption and bone building. Therefore, magnesium aids the release of the hormone calcitonin, which helps to preserve bone structure and draws calcium out of the blood and soft tissues back into your bones. It should be noted that magnesium is also positively identified in helping with a number of other critical processes, including your brain function, your muscle building, your metabolic action, as well as your digestion." And so, again, I've talked about the importance of minerals on your health before. I've gone through, you can go back and listen through some of the archives of the show. And as you listen to some of the archives, you can find them a few months back. Now, what we're going to do at this point, we're going to pivot over into another article, and we're going to be discussing grounding, earthing, which is very, very, not really new. Those in the natural health field are familiar with grounding or earthing, but we're going to talk about it for the benefit of my listeners who may not be familiar with it. And I'm going to use as a springboard an article by Dr. Marcola, just to give some more background to it as I discuss grounding or earthing. And the information from this article is from a doctor, Stephen Sinatra. He's a prominent cardiologist, and he's also, according to Dr. Marcola, he's an innovative pioneer. He, in fact, promotes a number of natural strategies as add-ons to the field of cardiology, such as grounding or earthing. I've mentioned grounding or earthing a few months back before, but we're going to talk a little bit more about what it is and how it works and how it's beneficial and how it's actually free. And with respect to Dr. Sinatra, he's in the cardiologist that Dr. Mercola refers to in his article on it. He points out that he's done 5 years of postgraduate training in conventional medicine when in 1977 he met Dr. Jacob Rentz, which is a 91-year-old Dutch chemist who exposed him to basically alternative medicine, which we're seeing more and more. A lot of traditionally trained medical doctors are being trained or they're being enlightened with regard to alternative or natural medicine. I met a medical doctor, MD, yesterday. We had a very good conversation. He no longer practices allopathic medicine except for diagnostic reasons. But outside of that, he does all of his treatments with natural alternative medicine. And he was very enlightened with the results that he's receiving, and notwithstanding he's been maligned in many cases and investigated, which is the case. At any rate, in continuing with our discussion in earthing, the question becomes, what is earthing exactly? The term earthing or grounding they're actually interchangeable terms, and it's simply the act of placing your bare feet on the earth or walking barefooted. And when you do, what happens is free electrons are transferred from the earth into your body, and this has a grounding effect, and it's actually one of the most potent antioxidants that we know of. So yes, it's like grounding. A lot of times people who are electronics, they talk about we have to ground the wire. Like, for instance, if you ever had to change your battery in the car, you'll know that there's a black cable and a red cable. And you should always hook the black cable first. That grounds it. And so when you put the red cable on, you don't get the shock or the electrical spark. If you put the red cable on first, it's going to cause the electrical current to shock or to spark. Where when you put the black cable on first, that grounds it out. So in a similar fashion, then this grounding or earthing, like I said earlier, it allows free electrons are transferred from the earth into our bodies, and of course this works as an antioxidant in our body to actually kill or eradicate free radicals that go through and cause cell damage and other problems. And so, as Dr. Mercola points out in his article on, he says, hopefully more and more people can become aware of the importance of being grounded, and this would change, or at the very least, spawn a much-needed change in the way most footwear is made. He points out how synthetic rubber soles actually disconnect you from the earth. Leather soles actually do not, though. So you can still find shoes that allow you to remain grounded without going barefoot. Grounding, he points out, has numerous benefits aside from creating a general feeling of well-being. For example, walking barefoot can actually help ameliorate the constant assault of electromagnetic fields and other types of radiation that we get from cell phones and computers and the Wi-Fi, etc. So we have to understand that we're actually electrical beings. We have electrical currents that run through our brain, through our bodies. And so, and as he points out as well in this article, by getting outside barefoot, touching the earth, and allowing the excess charge in your body to discharge into the earth, you can actually alleviate some of the stress put on your system. That is the grounding effect. And so here we have, that's the basis of grounding. Now let's talk a little bit more about why grounding is important. One of the primary health benefits of grounding, as I said earlier, is this antioxidant effect on your body. And as I mentioned earlier about magnesium works in the body as an antioxidant. It helps stave, as well as the other minerals, it helps stave off the effect of these free radicals. And so it helps alleviate inflammation throughout your body. In fact, the cardiologist that Dr. Mercola noted in his article, he quotes him as saying, quote, he says, I told Clint Ober, one of the doctors that he learned from 10 years ago, what you need to do is show that grounding improves inflammation. If you can show that, then you can show that it improves heart disease, because the real cause of heart disease is inflammation. It's not cholesterol like everybody believes. It's really inflammation. Dr. Sinatra says his experimental work was just really awesome, and I got involved with research myself. I'm still smack in the middle of it right now, but it took me 10 years. And Dr. Sinatra, who was again the cardiologist, goes on to tell the inspiring story of a contractor that he met 22 years ago who at one point worked with a group of Scandinavian carpenters who really understood the benefits of grounding and supported each other in maintaining this healthy habit. And Dr. Sinatra says, they all took off their shoes in the morning and walked barefoot in the wet grass. He says he came to work as a young carpenter, and the foreman said to him, hey, buddy, you better take your shoes off, because if you come to work right now with those shoes on, you're going to be busted up in 10 years. Your joints are going to be aching. Your muscles are going to be aching. Everything's going to be aching. He told him to take his shoes off for an hour in the morning. And so he said guys were slugging sledgehammers, digging and hammering. It stressed to the tissues. But if they put their feet on the ground for an hour and then went on with their day, even when they're taking their breaks, take their shoes off, it made a huge difference. So Dr. Sinatra says inflammation thrives when your blood is thick and you have a lot of free radical stress and a lot of positive charges in your body. Grounding, however, effectively alleviates the inflammation because it thins your blood and infuses you with negatively charged ions through the soles of your feet. But then he points out, as Dr. Mercola also points out in this article, not all surfaces can ground you. So let's talk about some of the sources that are good grounding surfaces. Good grounding, and then we also talk about some that are not, that will not ground you, that are not good grounding surfaces. So good grounding surfaces include the sand on the beach sand. So it's great to run or walk on beach sand barefooted. It has a grounding effect. Grass, preferably moist. Grass in general, but especially in the morning when the dew is on the grass, or maybe in the evening, but especially in the morning when the dew is on the grass. Walking on grass anytime has a grounding effect, but it's more pronounced when the grass is wet or damp or moist. Of course, it makes sense because water is a great conductor of electricity. Bare soil, also just bare dirt or soil. Concrete and brick, as long as it's not painted or sealed. So concrete and brick are also good grounding surfaces. Ceramic tile is a good grounding source. And now we look at some of the things that are not good grounding sources. Asphalt, wood, rubber and plastic, vinyl, or tar or tarmac. And as Dr. Sinatra, the cardiologist, he's pointed out, even while flying, he says, I typically bring a grounding pad with me when I fly, says Dr. Mercola, but Dr. Sinatra says, he claimed that simply taking your shoes off and putting your feet or with your bare socks on can actually, on the steel struts of the plane, will also do the trick. Now, let's talk about a little bit more about how this grounding affects the body from a scientific perspective. We have to understand the Earth is actually struck by lightning thousands of times each minute, primarily around the equator. So subsequently, the Earth carries an enormous negative charge. It's always electron rich, and it actually does serve as a powerful and abundant supply of antioxidant free radical busting electrons. So the human body appears to be finely tuned to work with the Earth in the sense that there's a constant flow of energy between our bodies and the Earth. This is why I said earlier we have to understand electrical currents continually run through our body. So when you put your feet on the ground, you absorb large amounts of negative electrons through the soles of your feet. And in today's world, as Dr. Mercola even points out in his article, this is more important than ever, yet fewer people than ever actually connect with the Earth in this way. And he goes on to say that free radical stress from exposure to mercury pollution, cigarettes, insecticides, pesticides, trans fats, and radiation, just to name a few, actually continually deplete our bodies of electrons. So a lot of times when people hear about earthing or some of these new things, and it seems so simple, but just because it's simple does not mean it's not powerful. And so when we understand how effective earthing is, even from a scientific perspective, people who do it actually get the benefit. But not only is it effective from people who do it, but it also can be proven scientifically when you understand how the electrons actually do run through the body. Now, what else should we know about grounding? Let's go back a minute to the article by Dr. Mercola on it. Excuse me. He says, And quoting Dr. Sinatra, he says, "We now know that oxidative stress causes disease. It causes inflammation. But we have this Earth, Mother Earth, that's going to give us all these free electrons." And Dr. Mercola says, "Dr. Sinatra, like myself, is a proponent for COQ10 as it is a major electron donor and helps turn over ATP, which is the energy generated within each of your body cells. Amazingly, grinding can also enhance ATP via another mechanism. How do dietary derived oral antioxidants compare to the electrons transferred from the earth through your skin?" According to Dr. Sinatra, the cardiologist, he says, quote, "Whether you take antioxidants or whether you get electron donors through the skin, what you're taking in into your skin and taking in orally is going to be synergistic. It's going to help your body. What's a healthy lifestyle? It's eating healthy. It's avoiding sugars. It's avoiding trans fat. It's eating organic much of the time. It's avoiding pesticides, insecticides, and chemicals. It's drinking healthy water, breathing in healthy air, and getting healthy sunlight. In other words, taking in these natural energies is a healing energy. Grounding is another natural energy that everybody should do in their lives because it just makes sense. It incorporates a healthier lifestyle." Now, it's interesting, as you know, much of what the doctor said there deals with what we talk about on here when we talk about the laws of health. Again, trust in the Creator, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance. These are crucial to your health. They must be followed, and they must be followed consistently. If they're not, we will eventually develop a disease. These things help the body function. And here now we're talking about grounding being integrated into our lifestyles. Again, if you go out, your bare feet on the grass, especially in the morning. And also, as I pointed out earlier, there are even some shoes now that you may be able to get that the soles will allow those electrical currents to run through the bottom, those electrons to enter your body through the soles of your feet, and thereby you're actually taking and getting the antioxidant effect that you get when you're eating or taking antioxidants type supplements. Dr. Mercola goes on to point out, he says, in his article, and he says, "Exercising barefoot outdoors is one of the most wonderful, inexpensive, and powerful ways of incorporating earthing into your daily life and will also help speed up tissue repair as well as easing the muscle pain you sometimes get from strenuous exercise." And he goes on to point out how a review of the available research published in January of 2012 in the Journal of Environmental and Public Health agrees with the concept of reaping health benefits when connecting to the earth. And then he quotes the authors, of this published research. And the articles write, quote, "Mounting evidence suggests that the Earth's negative potential can create a stable internal bioelectrical environment for the normal functioning of our body systems. Moreover, oscillating of the intensity of the Earth's potential may be important for setting the biological clocks regulating diurnal body rhythms, such as cortisol secretion. It is also well established that electrons from antioxidant molecules neutralize reactive oxygen species involved in the body's immune and inflammatory responses. The National Library of Medicine's online resource PubMed lists 7,021 studies and 522 review articles from a search of antioxidant plus electron plus free radical. It is assumed that the influx of free electrons, absorbed into the body through direct contact with the earth likely neutralize ROS and thereby reduce acute and chronic inflammation. Throughout history, humans mostly walk barefoot or with footwear made of animal skins. They slept on the ground or on skins. Through direct contact or through perspiration, moss and animal skin uses footwear or sleeping mats, the ground's abundant free electrons were able to enter the body, which is electrically conductive. Through this mechanism, every part of the body could equilibrate with the electrical potential of the earth, thereby stabilizing the electrical environment of all organs, tissues, and cells. Modern lifestyle has increasingly separated humans from the primordial flow of earth's electrons. For example, since the 1960s, we have increasingly worn insulating rubber or plastic-soled shoes instead of the traditional leather fashion from hides. Rossi has lamented that the use of insulating materials in post-World War II shoes have separated us from the earth's energy field. Obviously, we no longer sleep on the ground as we did in times past. During recent decades, chronic illness, immune disorders, and inflammatory disease have increased dramatically, and some researchers have cited environmental factors as a cause. However, the possibility of modern disconnection with the Earth's surface as a cause has not been considered. Much of the research review in this paper points in that direction. So here you have scientific evidence and research that's basically confirming the benefits of earthing, what's called earthing, what we've identified as earthing or grounding. And it's very, very important to understand that this is a form of therapy, which could even be identified as a natural form, a natural therapy. And so it's very, very important to understand how beneficial earthing is. In fact, if you visit the, I'm going to put the link to this article so that you can visit it and look at a study, photographic evidence, where they did a study where they connected some sunflowers. They picked sunflowers and they put them in little vases with water. And they hooked one group of sunflowers up to an electrical current, just a regular electrical current, and the others they hooked up to a grounding type of current, just to test to see whether or not these flowers would live. And it's very, very interesting how the ones that were connected to the grounding current, which would be similar to how what they would be receiving when they would be in the earth, they lived a full 10 days after the others died. Not only that, the others began to wilt on about day 3 or day 6. By day 7, they were almost totally wilted, and the grounded ones were lived an additional, again, like I said earlier, 10 days after the other ones had already shriveled. And so, as Dr. Marcola and Dr. Sinatra point out, in this article, grounding actually helps thin your blood by improving what they call its zeta potential, which means it improves the energy between your red blood cells. And so they go on to point out how research has demonstrated it takes about 80 minutes for the free electrons from the earth to reach your bloodstream and actually transform your blood. And the article goes on to ask, do you know what a high sugar diet, smoking, radio frequencies, and other toxic electromagnetic forces, emotional stress, anxiety, and high cholesterol and high uric levels of acid due to your blood? All of these make your blood hypercoagulable. In other words, it makes the blood thicker. And it means, and as it becomes thicker, it becomes even more slow moving, which increases your risk of having a blood clot or even a stroke. So hypercoagulable blood is the essence of inflammation, because when your blood does not flow well, oxygen cannot get to your tissues. In fact, grounding's effect on your blood thinning is so profound, if you are taking blood thinners, you must work with your healthcare provider to lower your dose. Otherwise, you will actually overdose on the medication, because it works so effectively in thinning your blood and cutting back on the likelihood that your blood would get thick, and then you could subsequently develop a blood clot and die from a stroke or a heart attack. And so Dr. Marcola and Dr. Sinatra point out how the zeta potential is the capacity of the energy between your red blood cells. The zeta potential is the electrical potential of solids as well as liquids, also referred to as electrokinetic potential. And so your red blood cells repel each other and they function at the speed of light. Now that's amazing to think about, that how the red blood cells function at the speed of light, traveling through your body at an astounding 186,000 miles per second. And grounding actually increases the zeta potential by an average of 280%, according to Dr. Sinatra. He says, this is the most incredible discovery, because if you can increase the thinning of your blood naturally by grounding, you can fight off disease. In other words, because you're fighting off inflammation, which is caused by the blood being overly thick or coagulated, hypercoagulation. Not only heart disease and stroke, he says, but I'm thinking cancer, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, or any illness that requires good oxygenation to the tissues. And those of us in the natural health field, we know that getting oxygen to your tissues, especially in cancer, is crucial, as well as pretty much any disease. And inflammation tends to hinder that process. Finally, Dr. Marcola points out in this article, he says, similarly, anything that lowers zeta potential of your blood will promote disease. For example, early and some current birth control pills were notorious for causing heart attacks in women. And one of the mechanisms that causes this increased risk is that synthetic estrogens and progesterones actually increase blood viscosity, i.e., they decrease the zeta potential of your blood. There are currently studies being performed at the University of Arizona, which will objectively document grounding effect on the zeta potential of your red blood cells. They were actually anticipated rather to be completed this year in 2013. Dr. Mercola in his article points out further that animal experiments have also shown that undergrounded rats had higher blood sugar compared to their grounded counterparts, despite being fed identical diets. And he says further, if disconnecting from the earth disrupts human sugar metabolism, we may have identified yet another contributing cause for the dramatic rise of diabetes in children. Dr. Sinastra says, quote, I think the reason why we have a generation of diabetic kids is because we took away the ground, gave them a lot of sugar and no exercise, and that's the perfect storm. And Dr. Mercola points out further, experiments in Poland, the U.S., and Canada using both animal and human models show that grounding actually improves the human physiology. He says other biochemical alterations caused by grounding include changes in your phosphorus in your body, your calcium metabolism, your fiber metabolism, and as well as your white blood cells. He says grounding also calms your sympathetic nervous system, which supports your heart rate variability. And when you support heart rate variability, this promotes homeostasis or balance in your autonomic nervous system. In essence, anytime you improve heart rate variability, you're improving the entire organism, and in this case, your entire body as well as all of its functions. In other words, says Dr. Sinastra, we're there. We're in a health mode as opposed to a disease mode, and grounding actually does that. Finally, near the end of the article, Dr. Mercola says, while walking barefoot is clearly one of the most natural things you can possibly do to improve your health, there are still some contraindications and situations in which you want to use caution. He says, quote, citing Dr. Sinastra, he says, I don't like people to ground when they're taking Coumadin. It's a relative contraindication because we have had people ground taking Coumadin at the same time and their blood became like water. It was like red wine and then it really got thin. That could be dangerous, he says. He goes on to say, if you have high blood pressure or if you had a stroke and you have thin blood, it's a disaster. We basically tell people that if you're on Coumadin, you must work with your doctor because your doctor is going to have to reduce the Coumadin. And the article goes on to say, depending on your health status and toxic load, your health may also get worse before it gets better when you start grounding on a regular basis. This is a classic detox reaction, which you may also experience with other detox methods. Yes, in the natural healing field, we call that the healing crisis. Many times when you begin to detoxify the body, as those toxins begin to be released out of the normal channels of detoxification, your liver and your kidneys, etc., they will begin to be dumped into the body to be eliminated. The body being overly toxic then will begin to have reaction. We call it the healing crisis as these toxins begin to flow through the blood to be carried out of the body. And many times you will feel worse before you feel better, but this is a good reaction. This is something that you want to occur. And depending on how toxic you are, or what your toxic load is, could oftentimes depend on how bad you feel for a while. But it's just the storm before the calm. Also, at the end of this particular article, Dr. Mercola points out. He says, quote, some patients with polyneuropathy would get worsening of their limb pain on grounding and some would get better. I want to make that clear that grounding is not a panacea, says Dr. Sinastra. But what I've learned with grounding is that the sicker you are, the more you need to ground. Very interesting article. Grounding or earthing is not really new, but it's gaining more notoriety. Natural health practitioners have known about it, and people who are interested in natural health have known about it for years. And so, again, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to U Zone Wellness. I want to thank you for listening. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to pivot over into our healing foods. And after that, we're going to look at our last section, where we're going to be talking about some of the things you can do to treat stretch marks effectively. I'll be back in just a moment. Again, thank you for listening. We have about 15 minutes left in the broadcast. You can call in if you want to at 917-889-2207. We also have the chat room open. And I'd like to, just again, I didn't remember to thank my friends over in Costa Rica who will be listening. And just want to give you a thanks for listening again. And we'll be right back after this brief message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Welcome back to Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening wherever you're listening in the world. This is our final segment. We're just going to blend the Healing Food segment with our final segment, which, since we spent a little bit more time than normal. We're going to blend this segment, our Healing Food segment, with our final segment, which is healing supplements or healing herbs. I want to talk first in our healing foods about eggplant, a little bit about eggplant. I remember learning from one of my herbal teachers how eggplant can be used very effectively when mixed with water. We won't go into the details, to actually significantly lower blood pressure very, very fast. Just look at some of the other benefits of eating eggplant. Eggplant actually contains many vitamins and minerals that are beneficial to your health. And they might not be as popular as some of the other vegetables like potatoes and tomatoes and lettuce, etc. But they are very nutritious. And they're very tasty as well. Now, according to nutritionist Tracy Vandermark from Nyack College, people should include eggplant in their daily diet because it provides various health benefits and it is a good source of niacin, chlorogenic acid, fiber, as well as vitamins and minerals. And friends, let's look at the antioxidant niacin, which is found in the skin of eggplants. In 2005, a study was published in a scientific journal that reported that niacin in eggplant skins has antiogenic properties. And actually, that means, according to the experts, cancer cells can gain angiogenesis ability and develop a means to boost their own blood supply. And so basically, make a long story short so that we don't get too technical, the properties of niacin, which is high levels of it in the skin, of eggplants, actually help prevent tumors from growing and also help prevent cancer. So the skin of eggplants, or rather the niacin in the skin of eggplants, are actually very, very beneficial to help fight the tumor growth as well as development of cancer. Now, eggplants are also high in chlorogenic acid, and chlorogenic acid is a plant compound known for its strong antioxidant properties. In fact, according to the researchers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, chlorogenic acid is the dominant antioxidant in eggplants. And so chlorogenic acid actually can help lower your LDL, your bad cholesterol. And also, not only that, it fights the free radicals that can actually cause cancer. Hence, it's known as an antioxidant. Finally, eggplants are actually very rich in vitamins, they're rich in minerals, and they're very rich in dietary fiber. They contain very, very high levels of vitamin C, folate, which is the superior form of what we call folic acid. A lot of your B vitamins, you heard me talk about your B vitamins and how they're very, very important for your adrenals and for your stress, for your nerves. Also, vitamin A. These vitamins improve your body's overall health, of course, to help your immune system, and they also help improve resistance to all kinds of diseases. Now, eggplants also contain a large quantity of minerals such as phosphorus and calcium and magnesium and potassium. Remember, those are your buffering minerals that we've talked about that help keep the body from going over into acidosis and inflammation. Eggplant is also a great source of dietary fiber. Again, it helps keep you moving, keep you going to the restroom. And also, dietary fiber also actually protects your colon against cancer because it keeps the system working. And again, it keeps all of those all of that trash from becoming that toxic waste from accumulating in your bowels. And so, again, eggplant is one of the healing foods that you should be eating on a pretty frequent basis, if not daily, on a pretty frequent basis. Along with just eat it. Remember, if you eat in harmony with the foods of the rainbow, you'll do well. Eat in harmony with the foods of the rainbow, the colors of the rainbow, as we've talked about here. Now we're going to spend a very brief moment on the walnut. I just want to talk about very quickly how there's a study that came out recently. A team of researchers led by Joanne F. Manson of the Harvard School of Public Health revealed that consumption of walnut oil is actually significantly correlated to lower your risk of type 2 diabetes or lower the risk of type 2 diabetes in women. So, ladies, you should be eating walnuts if you want to help reduce the likelihood that you would develop type 2 diabetes. And this is from the Harvard School of Public Health. The disclosure was made in February of this year, of 2013, with the release of print issue number 4 from volume 143 of the Journal of Nutrition. Not only that, prior medical evidence associating polyunsaturated fatty acid content in walnut oil with lower risk of cardiometabolic conditions actually served as a springboard for this further research. So basically, to make a long story short, we've talked about walnuts here. We've talked about how students eating a couple of handfuls of walnuts a day actually have the ability to score better on tests. It increased their brain function, the cognitive function. And walnut oil is also high in triglycerides, the heart-friendly omega-3 fatty acids. Also, among these triglycerides are polyunsaturated fats such as linolenic acid, and what we call the monounsaturated fat, oleic acid. It is also rich in bioactive gamma, and it's just full of vitamins and nutrients. It's also walnuts also contain a nutritionally superior form of vitamin E. And so, I mean, I could do an entire show just on the benefits of walnuts. So again, two things we want to talk about today, or just mention today, and I'm moving rather quickly because I'm running low on time, so I'm not going to spend as much time on the walnuts as I had planned to. But it has walnuts and walnut oil have so many benefits. It has anti-inflammatory properties, antioxidant properties, cholesterol reduction properties. It can actually lower your blood pressure as well as your bad cholesterol. And not only that, it can help increase your good cholesterol levels, and it reinforces the integrity of your cell membrane. It boosts your memory and brain function, as I said earlier. And it can actually reduce the risk of cardiovascular and coronary artery disease. All of this is from eating walnuts. So think about it. When you're eating walnuts, eating eggplants, just eat as close to the garden as possible and as close to the colors of the rainbow as possible. Now, here in our closing minutes of the broadcast, I'd like to just thank you for listening again. And remind you that you listen to U-Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. And as we deal our final chat here, we're going to be chatting here about how to use natural remedies for stretch marks. And I'm sure all of my female listeners would be interested in this. Now, let's look at just a few of the best home remedies for stretch marks. If we talk about stretch marks, and even though they're harmless, stretch marks are unsightly. And aside from the weight gain stigma attached to them, These white or light purple scars are actually caused by, which is actually caused by the rapid stretching of your skin. Now, we'll look at the first one. We'll look at, we have time maybe to look at, we may get through all of them. Aloe vera gel. Aloe vera gel is a classic remedy for many skin-based ailments, including sunburn and acne. And aloe vera is arguably the greatest cure for stretch marks due to its impressive levels of vitamin C and E. Now, a lot of times when people have injury marks from cuts or bruises or just from cuts or lacerations, I would recommend that they use vitamin E oil or wheat germ oil because it takes care of scarring. And so aloe vera gel, for instance, is high in vitamin C and E. So by simply adding some aloe vera gel to the affected areas every morning, ensuring it has time to soak into your skin and dry, this gel's healing properties actually can help discolor the marks and in time possibly even remove them altogether. So high on your list, if you have stretch marks that you may want to start using, is aloe vera gel. I would also throw in, I wasn't going to throw it in, but vitamin E. It may help. Next, we're going to look at warm olive oil. Olive oil has high levels of vitamin A, vitamin K, and vitamin D, and this, as a result, has made it a very popular choice for treating stretch marks. Since deficiencies in these nutrients can actually deepen their color. So since aloe vera contains two vitamins lacking in olive oil, vitamin C and E, some people like to combine aloe vera gel with warm olive oil to make a vitamin-rich, quote, super cure for particularly prominent marks. So you can even combine aloe vera gel with warm olive oil and rub them into the stretch to the areas that contain these stretch marks. And remember, unlike the aloe vera gel, which can be applied once per day, cocoa butter should be applied to the affected areas at least twice per day, once in the morning and once in the evening. It actually can be especially potent if you apply it right after a warm shower. And so again, you have three there. You have the warm olive oil you can use. You have the aloe vera gel. You have cocoa butter. Another one is almond oil. And almond oil is rich in omega-3 acids. I'm sure you've heard of that, which is a polyunsaturated fatty acid that is famously good for your skin. And you can also apply this oil to the affected areas of the skin anywhere from 2 to 3 times a day. Now, you can use any one of these, or you can use these in combination. Also, another of my favorite that can be used, has been used by some people, is that of the tea tree oil, which it has a very strong smell, if you will. And tea tree oil contains impressive, as I've talked about on here before, antibiotic, antiviral, as well as anti-inflammatory benefits, making it a very effective treatment for pretty much any skin wound with the treatments above that I mentioned, or can be used alone. But usually you're going to get a better benefit in general when you tend to combine at least two of these particular remedies. Finally, because stretch marks are caused by rapid skin stretches, any exercise that tones underlying muscles, such as swimming, sit-ups, abdominal crunches, actually can help them fade away. Also, drinking large amounts of water, we always go back to those laws of health, can also help because this helps improve the skin's elasticity. This is also, many of what I think that I've spoken here for stretch marks are also good for your skin in general, with skin elasticity, drinking water, exercising, reduces the wrinkles, cocoa butter, just overall. These things help the skin, vitamin E, vitamin A, vitamin C, they all help the skin. Thank you for listening. We are about out of time. I'd like to let you know if you came in late into the show or if you're just listening on the recording, that you can always listen to these shows. Or maybe this show will be available probably about 5 minutes after the broadcast has ended. I'd like to remind you that we'll be here again next Sunday live from 4 to 5 p.m. I'd like to invite you to join us. Again, thank you for listening, and you have a blessed day.